Hello, I'm here to see the Minister of Health, Bent Høie.
Yeah, just a moment.
Well, I've come to the Minister of Health in Oslo to meet the Health Minister, Bent Høie, who finds himself in the middle of a storm around male circumcision, even though in this largely secular country, the procedure affects less than 1% of male babies.
We are proposing that the hospital should provide ritual circumcision for those who request this procedure.
So that's bringing it in under the public health service. Now, why do you see it as a necessary step?
In my view, the bill represents a practical solution that balances the concern of the religious minority in Norway and with the needs of regulation of this procedure. We have seen in the last years that there have been some cases with serious complications because children have been circumcised outside the health system.
Well, when Mr. Høie presented his plans here in the Norwegian Parliament earlier this year, some MPs voiced their opposition very clearly. I'm here to see one of them, Jenny Klinge, from the opposition Centre Party.
I think it's a fundamental error or principle to bring this procedure into the National Health Services. Children should have the right to be protected from such surgery. The Parliamentary Assembly of the European Council has adopted a resolution on the physical integrity of children, and there they also included male circumcision as a problem.
A short walk from Parliament, this steep hill in Oslo's fashionable West End takes me to one of Norway's only two synagogues. There's just about 1,300 Jews in the whole of the country, but in this debate, they're making their voices heard loud and clear.
I'm sorry that we have these security measures, but that's how the world is these days.
My name is Irvin Cohn. I'm the president of the Jewish community.
Can you explain why it is so central to your religion for baby boys to be circumcised?
It's a religious commandment, and it's written in the first book of Moses, and it's specified that the Brit Milah, the male circumcision, the pact between Abram and God, should be done on all male babies when they're 8 days old. It's an existential question for a Jewish community. So if we would have a ban on Brit Milah in Norway, the Jewish community would eventually cease to exist.
The Jewish and Muslim communities in Norway are facing considerable opposition in this matter, even though the government's latest move goes in their favour. The much-respected Ombudsman for Children is Norway's independent authority overlooking the rights of children, both in private and public life.
I'm Anne Lindbo, Norwegian Ombudsman for Children and also a paediatrician. Actually, all the Nordic ombudsmen, we have the same view, that circumcision of boys should not be done until the boy is old enough to decide himself if this is something he wants to do. It could be done more safely than it's done today, and that's very important, of course, but taking it into the public health service doesn't help. I mean, it's still a procedure that's done to a baby that can't consent.
Today, both Muslim and Jewish communities use private clinics or medically untrained individuals for male circumcisions. 2 years ago, a baby boy of Muslim parents died after a botched operation here in East Oslo, where many of the capital's Muslims live. Norway's medical establishment argues for a ban or at least an age limit. Medics in neighbouring Sweden and Denmark say the same. But globally, 30% of males are circumcised. So, are Scandinavian societies simply intolerant? Fridtjof Jacobsen is a social commentator with the Daily VG.
If you look at it from a Norwegian sort of principle, ideological type of view, it is clean cut. No adult has the right to sort of manipulate young people's bodies. On the other side, this is sort of a principle meets reality. If we were not to allow circumcision, what would happen to this Jewish population? It would be a type of religious discrimination. So it's a delicate matter for the government.
Here in Parliament, the bill will be debated soon and could become law later this year. For now, the battle lines remain firmly drawn between those who say they defend religious freedom and those who say the rights of children must come first. Lars Bevanger, DW, in the Norwegian Parliament in Oslo.